Sterling, a Jersey Shore Entertainment production.
101.5 Light FM is a Jefferson pilot station. We care for kids.
Join Light FM for the City of Hope's Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer, Sunday, October 24th at Sawgrass Mills. Register online at lightmiami.com.
To find out more, call us at 1-800-469-1015. Light FM.
Okay, class, what do these things have in common? Bologna, cappuccino, nature, and denim. Nope, not things you're allergic to. They're actual names some parents have given their kids. Now that I've said that, I'm going to go over them because you weren't paying attention, were you? Bologna, cappuccino, nature, and denim. Actual names parents have given their kids. According to Psychology Today, parents today seem to think they can influence their child's destiny by picking out the perfect name. And just so you know, destiny itself was the 9th popular name for girls in New York City last year. Distinguishing a child in just the right way is the first task parents feel they have to tackle when it comes to raising one. And by giving them a unique name, parents often think their kid's going to be special compared to the others. Babies are being christened with names of sports teams, political parties, come here, Republican, vacation spots, prized possessions are also names for kids. For example, in the year 2000, there were 298 Armanis, 269 Chanels, 5 Jaguars, and a whopping 353 girls named Lexus. But are parents doing their kids more harm than good? Just how much do these weird names affect them as they grow up? I'm going to tell you what the experts say after we play some music.
She's simply awesome.
Someone happy. Play them a light song. 101.5 Light FM.
We're talking about parents giving their kids some weird names these days, like Cotton, Xerox, Rayon, and Gouda. Just a few of the ones the folks at Psychology Today have dug up. But are these names going to have a severe effect or any effect on a child's self-image? According to the experts, no. Martin Ford is a psychologist at George Mason University in Virginia. He says there's no correlation between the popularity of certain names and the academic or social achievement of a child. He also says that a child's name is unlikely to be a big factor in their development. And another psychologist, Lewis Lipset, says that if parents give their kid an offbeat name, they're probably unconventional parents, and their personalities are more likely to have an effect on the kid, not the name itself. Some experts also think if a child hates their name, it's actually a reflection of their overall self-esteem, not the other way around. Names don't cause low self-esteem. Other things are responsible for that. Also, kids today are so used to a variety of names, that's for sure, and it's too boring for them to make fun of them. According to Ron Taffel, author of the book Nurturing Good Children Now, cruelty among kids has gotten a lot more sophisticated than just making fun of names. And forget about the idea that if you name a kid Bambi, she'll be forever thought of as an airhead. Even though we associate certain names with personality traits, experts tell us the stereotypes disappear once you get to know the person. All right, so let's tie it all together. What's the bottom line? If you want to give your kid a unique name, go for it. It probably won't hurt their self-esteem. But on the flip side, it's not going to change the course of their destiny. So if you name your kid Beethoven, don't expect him to be a musical genius.
The more you listen, the more you know.
Double fat latte, you get over here right now or I'm calling your father.
Baby, let's cruise.
You know those bumper stickers that have the phone number on them and it says, tell me how I'm driving? Tell us how we're doing. 866-865-TESH. Are we driving the intelligence home for you? 866-865-8374 or log on to Tesh.com. We're coming back with more brain food.
Your money, your health, your family. Intelligence for your life.
More of the John Tesh Radio Show next on 101.5 Light FM.
By the way, thanks for helping me move these boxes.
No problem.
Keep you healthy. A message from Oral-B.
Here's the 3-day forecast from 101.5 Light FM and NBC6. Fairly clear this evening, decreased cloudiness in the wee hours, lows in the low to mid 70s. Later today, tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny. Then there's the chance of showers and thunderstorms all 3 days, especially Friday. Highs in the upper 80s.
Christopher's has a fiesta for you every Tuesday. Tonight, Tijuana Tuesday.